Check, check, check.
It has to be turned down. And it's so counterintuitive because you want it to be up.
Yes.
And when it's up, it has that.
And it sounded really soft. The kids' voices were soft, but then it was popping.
Yeah. Well, the popping is what is called clipping. And clipping occurs when the sound exceeds the maximum range of, you know, whatever, whether it's the mic or the software or the human ear. Mm-hmm. And so you get the drop off of whatever, and it comes in as a pop. So it's a terrible thing. It's always tough. So okay, well, I like to reward people who show up on time, so we are going to get started. Let me see here. Let's see. Okay, first off, I just want to remind you to go ahead and either turn your cell phones off or put them in pleasure mode so that we don't get any interruptions. I am recording this session, hopefully, and I will make that recording available by Sunday at the site that I am going to give to you. You forgot something. I'll do this real quick since there's only five of you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
The website at the top is where all this material will be. There you go. Oh, sorry. After Sunday, the PowerPoint slides, the audio, again, if I don't accidentally turn it off like I have in the past, we'll be doing that, having that available. Okay, we have, let's see, two, four, we have six people here. We have three drawing items. Boy, you guys really increased your odds this morning. So, yeah, we'll do cage match and see how it comes out. If you have a business card, please drop it in this container. The drawing consists of $10 discount for training stuff at Kelby Training. A 4 GB flash drive, and my favorite, a 1 pound gift certificate for See's Candy. So that's the grand prize. Try to tear off something that's about the size of it. I'll leave you on the honor system to not make it too big. Well, you probably would win then. Okay, why don't you do this? Why don't you just tear off a piece of paper, put your name on it, email address if you would, please, and we'll drop it in there and see what we got. Okay, we do have Wi-Fi going here, so if you're checking your brackets for the NCAA tournament, try to keep down the joy or the sorrow. Also, if you're doing your email, try to type quietly. Okay, a little bit about me. As I showed you before, my name is Ivan Taylor. I'm a native Californian. Yes, there are a few of us. Born and raised in the LA County area. I used to work here, as well as here. I was at the Anderson Graduate School of Business in the training area for them for 10 years. I work currently for the Passkeys Foundation, and I also have my own business called The Creative Edge. I'm a videographer by trade and editor. I also am a presentation coach as well as a trainer for primarily software, video, audio, but I also do other types of software for students, faculty, staff, small businesses, individual, one-on-one, You buy me lunch, I'll come and train you. It's one of those easy things. I just enjoy doing it so much that, I just want to get the word out there and answer questions. I enjoy long walks on the beach, just like many people do. I live here in this house with my family, and I love these. I want one of these, but alas, I drive this. On my way out here this morning, I drove out a couple hours to get here, and one of the things I remember is that for the last 15 years or so, I was speaking at Tech Ed. I don't know if any of you ever attended any of those conferences, but they were so close together, held close together at the time the Q was. Usually you went to one or the other. This is my second year at Q, and I really like the idea of coming out here to Palm Springs. At least this morning I got away from the rain so far. And as I mentioned, this is my second year, and I look forward to doing it often. I enjoy the technical side of things. I'm not a pedagogy person or, measurements or testing or skills or exams or anything like that. Strictly technical, how do you do this? Some hands-on, some not so hands-on. I want to thank you for coming this morning, spending some time with me. I do appreciate it. If you've been here all 3 days, you're hitting the wall. I know. And, I just really appreciate you getting up, coming down to hear what I have to say, and hopefully answer questions that you have. Okay. So, what started this whole thing was my proposal last fall. I proposed a class. And the class was one that, instead of a drawing, what we'll do is give everybody a free pen here. The class was basically to do audio editing, just to help you out so that you could get some skills in that and clean up some of your audio mistakes and things like that. And ironically enough, right after I, Connie, I'll get you one in a bit. Right after I sent in the proposal, I started getting calls from a lot of the people that I trained previously. This is a class that I've done for a couple of years. And they were having so many problems that were very much the same. And, I go, okay, something's wrong here. Because you're working too hard to get the sound right. So what is the problem? Well, these two things. First off, you can't make bad sound good, and you spend too much time trying to do so. So instead of doing things in post-production, I thought of, okay, let's go the other route. The adage is garbage in, garbage out. Well, let's not do that. Let's have good quality in, and then as good as we can get, and then have the work done in post-production. That's where you usually do your sweetening and, clearing up things, such. So that turns this whole thing around. So this is going to be more about the hardware that you should use than the software. Because quite frankly, the software, it's all pretty much the same. It all pretty much does the same stuff. And unless you are a dedicated audio engineer type, you're not going to spend a lot of time trying to learn how to, sweeten that one 10-second clip for your movie or your class project or whatever, using all the various tools and filters and things like that. You just won't. Why? Why should you? You do it one time, and then what happens? You forget about it. A year later, you have to do it again. You have to go through the whole thing again. So, that's not where it is. And where I see things happening, and I'm talking right now about audio and video, What has to happen in this situation, and you're so used to it, is you have to separate the two. You have to separate audio from the video. So the sound from the scene. Okay? You have to capture off camera. That's going to give you the best opportunity to capture good sound. Why is that? Anyone?
Because the camera has to be far enough back to capture the entire image.
Yeah.
The microphone is going to be like on your thigh.
Right. Exactly. That's one reason. Another one is more mechanical. You know, camera microphones are really good. I mean, they capture a lot. They throw out that omnidirectional pattern almost in every direction, so it picks up the sound of what it's shooting. Well, that's part of the problem. You don't have any real control over that pattern. It's going to hear. One of the things I do is I edit recruiting videos for sports players, high school sports players, and usually I get a video from their parents and some other stuff that I shoot as well. The comments you hear, it's great sometimes. I'm so tempted to leave them in, but I know that wouldn't be right. You know, because they're standing behind the camera thinking nobody can hear, and it picks it up, but they're behind the camera. The other thing is this. A lot of cameras, especially the newer ones, if you're shooting with a digital SLR, are very noisy when you're zooming or focusing. And the mic picks that sound up. Little hum, you know, back and forth every time you do that. And of course, a lot of times people do too much of that. So that's one thing. You got to get it off the camera. The other thing is, as we were talking earlier, Linda, you got to get it closer to your subject, closer to the talent, which means either, like Scott was saying, you know, miking up a person or having it in close proximity to them, you know, whatever the case may be. That's the important part. Okay, so off the camera and close to the person. Well, now what do you have to do? You have to get microphones. Okay, now if you have an AV department at your school, and some of you do, some of you have access to it, great, maybe they'll let you borrow them, or, you know, maybe they won't, who knows. If you don't, you're going to have to invest some, not a lot. The setup that I'm going to show you in a little bit, under $100 for everything, for the microphones and all the other accessories with it. Okay, so you want to make sure that you have something to be able to capture that audio. Otherwise, it's not going to work. You're going to spend way too much time. Here you go. Sorry. You're going to spend way too much time trying to correct it. And it's much better to spend your time being creative in shooting it than, you know, doing the other stuff. Even if you're doing just a podcast where it's audio only, you're not even doing video, then you still don't want to spend a lot of time correcting things. Okay, an in-the-field recording studio, mobile studio, whatever you want to call it. And it could be, when I say in the field, it could be in your classroom. I'm just talking about something that is portable. It's made up of these things. Okay. Mics, mixer, computer, storage device, batteries, electricity, and assistance. Okay, that's one of the drawbacks of having your audio off the camera, is that you need to have somebody who's going to be controlling it, or you have to set it up so that you can easily control it as well as shoot the video if you're doing that. If you're the camera person and the audio person, you're going to have to really do a good job balancing things. Now, I've done that before, especially with some of my corporate clients where we're doing interviews and things like that. You can pretty well set up a two-camera shot and have them, you know, be static, and then I'm just working with the audio. Occasionally go over and zoom in, whatever, just to give it some more interest. So it can be done. but usually you need somebody else to help out. Okay? And they don't have to be, you know, professional. They just have to be able to do certain things. Okay, types of mics. Types and styles of mics. Condenser needs power. And that is power that comes through the cable usually. Those are usually higher quality microphones. Dynamic, lower quality in terms of cost. They can be good quality capture. Cost-wise, they're lower. And it's the difference is the way they do stuff, the way they change the analog sound to electrical current that goes into whatever. Okay. Now, I think on your page here, two drawbacks to using field equipment. One is what? We just talked about it. Pardon me?
Zoom in, zoom out.
Yeah, that's a drawback. What else? That you need another person there. Okay. And then the one that gets you every time, power. So power and people are basically your best two answers. Power in the form of electricity and batteries. People in the form of someone to hold it. And here's a good example. This picture here shows, you know, you've got a cameraman, you got this power, you know, you got this guy holding this boom mic, you know, and he's capturing the sound as well. The cameraman has a mic here as well. It's more of a shotgun type of mic, which is that first one. This is a lavalier, that's a regular handheld. Okay. Specialty mics are very important, especially now when you have people shooting with iPods, iPhones, tablets, things like that. You see the little shotgun mic on the iPhone there, which is really clever. Again, it's taking the sound off of the phone. You're not using the microphone that's on the phone, you're directing it outward. So even though it's still on the phone, it's more of a directional type thing. I believe it's around 80, 90, somewhere around there. I have not used one, so I can't answer that specifically. No. Headsets, always good if you're doing voiceovers, if you're doing interviews, if you're doing podcasts where you're not shooting video on them. It's always a great thing to have that because you get the microphone usually in the right position. They can, you know, close out all the other sounds, things like that. Yes, Scott?
How do you get that microphone in the right position so that every P and V and stuff isn't
on? Which one? The headset?
The headset?
The headset? Well, the headset usually is down around your chin and off to the side. Okay. You know, it should end up like right about here. You know, it's going to pick it up. I mean, you know, hey, if you have like a Bluetooth thing for your phone, you know that it's picking up the sound that your voice hears, so it's something off here to avoid those plosives. You know, the BBT, peanut butter and treats. You know, so you have that going for you. This lower left one is a one that's pretty unique. Anyone want to guess what that is?
Thank you.
Here's a pen for you. Did I get you a pen? Okay. There you go, Barry. It is a microphone for an iPod or an iPhone. Plug it right in. It's a mic. Again, you're not using the little itty-bitty mic that's on the device. You're using a bigger one that's going to be able to capture more sound, cleaner sound. Of course, you have your wireless. These get to be expensive and notorious for batteries. It's, you know, because they're, a lot of times they're switching channels to get the right channel going and everything like that, and they just blow through batteries like mad. In fact, it's interesting. One of the few places I've come to for a conference where they have an extra battery sitting up here with this wireless set that they have. So it's they know. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. How could I tap into that and use that for into the computer? Is that possible?
Okay, what you need a transmitter and a receiver. I mean, that's the two parts of wireless. Okay, so the base station is the receiver.
Right.
And the other parts are the transmitter.
Right.
Okay, do you need to connect your computer to the base station? Yeah.
And then I can record it once it's.
Yes.
I have one that has like that same exact one with those.
Yeah. I mean, that's like this one up here.
Does it have to be digital? I mean, are there different ones with digital or something? I can't remember what it looks like, but.
What do you mean digital?
Well, I mean, will it take the sound and. I don't know how archaic our system is, so I'll have to look at it.
Well, regardless of the sound, it all gets converted to digital into the computer. Yeah, yeah, but that's going to be the trick, and sometimes it's more difficult than it might seem. Okay, connectors. This gets somewhat confusing. The most popular connector is the XLR. Okay, that's the 3-pin one. It's on this little device here. This is an XLR female. Going into a male, okay? So I've got, you can come up afterwards and take a look. But the reason this is the best connector, and it's the one you see most microphones, especially performance mics, you know, any kind of big event, things like that, are connected to, is because they carry their own power and they have shielded cables. There's very little leakage in the terms of the audio sound as it travels down the cable. That means you can go great distances with them. That's why you have these types of cables, connectors, on stage performances with the mics everywhere, symphony orchestras, things like that. Okay. The next one to the left is quarter inch. That's most common with musical instruments, guitars, things like that, that you plug into an amp or you plug into a mixer board. 3.5 millimeter should be familiar to everyone. That's the one that you use most headphones, earbuds, those type of deals. The RCA connector is one where it splits left and right. Okay. The 3.5 millimeter and all three to the left there can be stereo. They capture both left and right. RCA can only capture one or the other, so you usually have a dual head on it. So here's an RCA left and right, okay? The ones down below are rarely used, especially in an educational environment. They're more advanced and more difficult to work with, and fewer devices work with them. So you just really don't, you know, they're great for clean sound, but you don't have, you know, you don't want to spend the kind of money you'd need to make that work. All right, the rings. This is important, okay? As all rings are. Okay, you have one ring, two ring, three rings. This is a question on your sheet. Okay, anybody want to guess what a one ring means? Yes.
Mono sound.
Mono sound, exactly. So then, what would two be?
Stereo.
You don't have to answer all of them. It's okay. Stereo. But what's three? Let somebody else. Close, very close. You got half of it right. Exactly, stereo and microphone. Okay, you're three. Okay, now, what does that mean to you? Okay, don't think that you have to have to capture stereo on every device you're doing. Okay, when you listen to music and you hear it in stereo, it's because in post they created one track, they captured one track and doubled it to give you the stereo sound. They didn't run the risk of having two stereo. The only instrument, for the most part, the only instrument that has stereo capture is what? What would you think? What's one that you hear separately left and right? Drums. Exactly. You know, you hear the drummer going, and then you hear it going left and right. They mic it up with mono on the various sides and bring it together. Exactly. If you're doing one mic, you obviously have to have stereo. But if you are capturing it for recording purposes and for performance purposes, depending on what you have equipment-wise, you might as well capture mono. You don't need the nuances of left and right separation. Okay, so don't be surprised about that. A mono plug can go into a mono or stereo port, but it's only going to deliver mono signal. A stereo plug can go into a mono or stereo port, but if it goes into a mono port, it's only going to deliver mono. If it goes into a stereo port, it's obviously going to deliver stereo. And the third candidate, usually for phones, because you have that microphone, the need for a mic and the earbuds and such, only that device will only work in a similar port. You cannot have a three-ring post connector go into a stereo port and expect it to capture stereo. Okay. So you have to be aware of that. You can put a stereo plug into a three-ring port, like into your phone, but you're not going to be able to obviously do microphone. You'll only hear the sound. So that's one of the questions on your sheet. Okay, adapters. Now, you want to build your set. Okay, you want to build your set from the microphones to the storage device. So whatever you decide to do microphone-wise, the quality of the mics, the type of mic, XLR, or you know some of the others, 3.5 inch, 1/4 inch, things like that, then you come this direction. If you need to adjust for some reason, then you have to use an adapter. So for example, I'm not going to take it out, but this adapter, which is the one in the upper left, you plug it into an XLR mic, and then you can plug it into a USB port. So you don't need to have a whole big setup of XLR all the way to your computer. Plug that in, plug it into your USB, capture the sound. This MicPort Pro, it was, I believe, 60. It's reasonable, 50, 60. Oh, that reminds me, since you're asking about things, the absolute best place to get cables, connectors, virtually anything you want in terms of that for the lowest price, monoprice.com. Monoprice.com. Okay. Excellent. They've got virtually everything you need. Guitar Center is another place where they have good selection. They can be a little pricey, but they also have good sales on occasion. So you have that going for you. So these are the various adapters. This is XLR to 3.5 millimeter. Same as the one up above. This is RCA to 3.5. This is a different type of RCA. This is a female RCA to 3.5. A lot of times you'll see this plugged into a video camera, camcorder, and then the lines running into it. Any questions so far? Okay, we'll move on. All right, the iPad has its own distinction. Okay. You can get sound into an iPad with a mic if you want to use it. But since we want to offload it from the device, you have to buy the camera connection kit, $29.95 or something like that. Now, I don't work for any of these people that I'm telling you about, so don't worry about any kind of affiliate thing. What you get with it are two devices. One converts the bottom plug into a USB port, and then you can plug in your microphone into that. The other is a SD card reader, if you want to transfer photos or whatever as well, you know, something from your camera. Okay. That's what it's used for. Now, I will warn you, there are some third-party devices out there that combine the two into one device. And yeah, that's great. You don't have to manage, obviously, two things. You don't have two things you can lose. You only have one. But they don't work with every iPad version. Some work with iPad 1, some with 2, some with the new one. Okay, so you have to be very aware of that, what you're getting. Next thing is the mixer. So we've got our mics, we got our connectors. We want to come into a mixer. Why? Why do we want to come into a mixer? Connie?
To be able to manipulate the audio file.
Exactly. Well, the sound coming in. Okay. It's not a file till it hits the storage device. Yeah, to manipulate, to adjust, increase, decrease, like we were talking, Linda, you know, you're talking about your problem with audio. You know, one of the things would be to bring it into a mixer and then adjust it from there.
How much is a mixer?
Well, the more complex they are, the more they cost. And you get big AV boards that are thousands of dollars. This one, usually the price goes up with the number and types of ports that go in and out. Okay, this one, which has quarter inch and RCA in and out, and it's a four channel mixer, I think it's like $40, somewhere around there. On this one, and not on all mixers, but on this one, there's a headphone port in the front. So you're hearing the sound that's happening. And then you can adjust accordingly. Now, you don't usually sit there and do like a DJ going up and down. You know, so you know, you're not doing that all the time. You do a test, you know, you do a test capture and get an idea of the levels, and then as it goes along, if someone starts to fade, you bring them up a little, things like that. This is why you need that other person if you're going to capture off of the camera, away from the camera. Because, I mean, you can't be expected to run a camera and do that. Okay. So. Sure.
I'm really a beginner.
Yeah.
I'm in an elementary school class.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Don't have a big budget, but I do have that microphone. If I got that, I would have my computer, I'd plug in the mixer, I'd plug in the microphone, do a test, maybe adjust. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, but in your situation specifically, I would eliminate the mixer. Mixer's not going to help you that much. I would get better software. Spend the money in software that'll allow you to do that adjusting easily, as opposed to trying to do here, because you're just taking the one mic in. I mean, really, a mixer is good for multiple mics, multiple inputs. And one thing I want to point out here, down here, these big round connectors, the round ports there, those are the outside ring will allow you to plug in an XLR, and the inside hole will allow you to plug in a quarter inch post. Okay, so very versatile if that's what you have. Again, if what you have coming from the microphone to the mixer, you're going to have to either buy adapters, whether it's something as simple as this little adapter here, or something more involved like the MicPort Pro, and adjusting it that way. Yes? Rarely, not enough to. The biggest problem with signal loss is the distance as opposed to connectors. Yeah, you know, if you got five connectors strung together, you're going male, female, male, female, male, female to get it in. Yeah, that's going to be a problem. But if you're only doing one or two, it's not really an issue. And that's why you can build that flexibility in your choice. If you purchase an XLR mic, then you can get the various other kind of connectors and bypass some of the other equipment that you might want to need. Because the connectors run anywhere from $10 usually to $30 for those, where other devices, a big mixing, you know, table could cost you $200. This M-Audio one, this Fastrack Pro, I believe is around $99 with software as well. Ooh, we got a new person. Welcome, Bob.
Thank you.
There you go. And a pen.
Great, thank you.
All right, now, here's another option for you if you have money. Okay, and that is a field recorder. And a field recorder is simply a self-contained device that will do the recording. Okay. Best one I know of is the one, the big one, it's called the Zoom H4N. And the reason it's the best one that I know of is because of, again, its versatility. You see the TSR, I forgot to mention that, XLR and quarter inch plugs here, 3.5 on the sides, plus it has its own mics at the top. Okay, those two little buttons at the top are microphones. And they are adjustable. And you can put it on a stand and sit there and have people talk into it or whatever. Or you can capture, you can plug in, as it's showing down below, put it on top of the camera, have your cabling go out from it and capture it. Captures to SD cards. You know, it's a real nice device. $300. Yeah, I know. That's the one thing that keeps me from buying it. Digital recorder here, the Sony, is like what, you know, dictation, things like that. Reporters, when you see them in the locker room wanting that sound bite, they've got that thing stuck in the player's face. You know, that is a field recorder. The difference is the quality of the recording. What you get on the Sony is going to be far, far less versatile than what you get with the Zoom. Zoom allows you all types of levels of bit rates and other jargon I don't want to get into. But it has a lot more selections that you can make, where the digital recorder only has a few. Have the ability to record what?
Right on the device.
Right.
MP3 player.
Yeah, but you again, the ability to control the quality of the sound coming in is much more limited. That's the big problem. And that's, you know, that's the difference between the two. I mean, the Sony is like $40. You know, 300 versus 40. Any questions? The Sony one, yeah. Now they have others that have multiples, but for the most part, it's just one. And it's a 3.5-inch plug. Doesn't have anything else. Yeah, Bob.
You mentioned using a phone or for recording. Are there better
external mics you can plug into like an iPhone or an iPad that are better than the built-in microphones? I'm finding the microphones are kind of limiting.
Scott.
Yes.
There's your answer. Yes, there are. Unfortunately, you're about a few minutes late. You know, stick around a little bit after. I'm going to be here for a while, and we can go over them.
Got it. Okay.
So, but yeah, there are better quality.
I just got an iPod Touch, and it has a video component.
Right.
So what you would say is buy one of those little enhancer to.
Yeah, either the push pin looking one, or.
Yeah.
No, because you already have it. You already have it in the state it's going to be in by the capture. It's already in digital format. From that point on, it's going to be whatever you would do in post-production. Enhancing, increasing the sound levels, decreasing, getting rid of noise, pops, clicks, things like that.
So it would be better just with that clip-in microphone, you think it would enhance it?
Yeah, because it's off of the device, and it's a better quality mic. It's bigger, right off. Bigger is going to be better in this situation. Connie.
So when you say software, you're not talking about post-production software. What are you talking about?
What do you mean?
You said, no, it's not about the software. When you said software earlier, I immediately thought the software that I use to do stuff with the audio after it's recorded.
Right.
You mean software?
No, that's... Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. What I was saying to Linda was that once it's captured, it's you're going to be using software in post-production type software to adjust it, not adjusting it before it gets in there and becomes bits and bytes.
Like an iMovie, something like
that. Exactly. Yeah, GarageBand, whatever. Oops. Boy, forgot to delete that. Let's see, storage devices, computers, iPhones, iPads, of course, tablets. You know, all of these are storage devices. You capture the sound, it gets saved there. You can manipulate it from that point, post-production type of manipulation. Okay, now we're going to have a drawing. We'll go for the $10 off. Where'd the thingy go?
Get in on.
You got to give me a business card.
Or
oh, who bent theirs? Come on. Is this grade school?
Yes, it is grade school.
Quick, Chris. Yes. Oh, yeah, bend the corner. Yeah. Bob, you want to get in on this? Barry? Okay. All right. Well, then we'll let Bob pick since he doesn't want to do it.
And the winner is
Bob.
Yeah. Okay. Scott Skidmore.
Scott. Okay. One of the things about this is you have to use it before the end of the month. But go to the location there. Great training stuff from Kelby. Sure. Okay, because of the size of this group, we're going to not do this, because I want to take you through it. I want to show you, it's more important for you to see this all together, and maybe I could do a little capture than the actual demonstration I was going to talk about. Okay, here is lavalier mic. Okay, it's the little ones, similar to the one I have on my tie. This is a great microphone. It is a Audio Technica ATR35S. Okay. The reason it's great is because it's inexpensive, under 25. It has this humongously long cord, 20 feet on this end plus another 6. It has its own power supply, so it's a condenser mic. And that's one of the drawbacks to it, because I always keep forgetting to turn them off. I'll turn them on and use them and then forget to turn it off, and then the next time I go to use it, I have to replace the battery. It uses the little button batteries. You get like 3 for $8. But great quality. It is, what is it, Chris?
Three and a half.
And what type? mono, because you don't need stereo from somebody talking.
Okay?
Or they talk out of the side of their mouth. Okay? So, we have that lavalier mic. Okay? If you're doing any kind of interviews, or if you have, like, if you have your students do a newscast, something along that line, you just mic them up. You know, you do a better job hiding it if you're videotaping it. Hide it, and goes down, across. I use this for all my interviews that I shoot for my corporate clients. The one big drawback, it has a windscreen for those plosives, so it cuts down on that, but this little windscreen, I gotta tell you, I had one interview, you know, we're going along and I'm shooting video and then also running the board for the sound, and all of a sudden I'm listening to the guy who's being interviewed and I'm getting a lot of this, you know, and that's, you know, the windscreen's supposed to help cut that down, and it wasn't like that before. So I took a, you know, I'm thinking, okay, something's happening, I'm trying to adjust, it's still happening. So then I took a real close look. The windscreen had come off inside his shirt. So I got it back when he stood up. But he made the trip all the way from his shirt down through his pant leg and out. But you gotta watch that sometimes. Now, that's for this quality. Some lavaliers go for hundreds of dollars. And they are better quality. I mean, you know, the ones that you see on the evening news that they're using, of course, they're going to be good, solid quality mics. But for $25, you can't go wrong. Okay. Next thing, the mixer. Okay, I'm going to unplug here real quick. $25. You can get it under $25. Just Google or Price Grabber or something. This mixer, I told you about it before. You know, it's got sliders. One of your questions was, you know, what are two ways you can adjust with a mixer? Slider and dials. Okay. That's usually your two ways. This is an analog. There are digital, but digital is expensive. Okay. But you have all these ports in the back to go in, RCA, quarter inch, or 6.3 millimeter, and then coming out, RCA or quarter inch. So I've got this, and I've had this a long time. This is a Roland EDM10. They make a newer one that's, I think, about $70, and it's a little different. But, so then I build my microphones off of this. So I have RCAs going in, so I have some adapters to get that 3.5-inch mono Audio Technica lav to come in here.
Okay. Are there any small battery powered mixers that take 2 or 3?
This is battery powered.
Oh, that one is?
It can be. I don't use it, and I wouldn't rely on it. I just, batteries, you know, they provide a great punch for a while, but then the drop-off rate is so fast because something like this is consuming quite a bit of power. Okay, so if you need a battery one, I would go more for a field recorder than a mixer, because then you're going to get the best of both worlds there. Okay, so then we have the RCA cabling coming from the mixer into this device. Okay? Now, it doesn't have to. You can go from the mixer directly into the computer. This is called an iMic. It's by Griffin Technology. They make limited supply of these anymore. But what it does is basically turns a USB port into audio in and out, headphone and line in. And why is that important? To go from a mixer, you've still got an analog signal, you come into here. This is like a little sound card. Okay. Now, the advantage here is, once again, where is this connecting? This is connecting the computer. So everything is being done outside of the computer. You don't get, especially if you have a computer that has interference with its ports, audio in and out ports, sometimes you get a little hum or you get some type of leakage in that sense. This eliminates it because it takes it away from the electronic components in the computer.
What's the name of it?
iMic. Griffin Technology makes it. And the white one's the iMic 2. iMic 1 is a circular one that looks like a silver hockey puck. Yeah. So, $30. Okay. So, an iMic?
Right.
Any situation where you want to get as clean as possible sound into your computer.
Directly.
Yeah.
Without a mixer?
Well, without a mixer, with a mixer. Either way, you're eliminating the electronic interference inside a computer, and especially if you're using a laptop, which when I'm talking about an in-the-field computer, I'm thinking laptop. Because the components in a laptop are packed so tight together. There is a lot of electrical interference. Okay. I mean, that's one of the biggest things that, you know, for all the years that I did technical support at the Anderson School, biggest problem we had was people complaining about the sound coming out of their computers, the audio port out. Send them out, they always got to change them out. I mean, it's because there's that interference, that powerful electronics there just interferes with the weaker audio signal.
So
Lauren?
I question, she said, what was the real situation? If I put the headphones into my camera to get the sound that's coming from exterior microphones, I get a hum. So this would remove that? It's not to the computer, it's actually going to put the headphones into the sound port on the camera.
Okay, the sound port on the camera and you're getting a hum? Then it's something to do with the port on the camera. So this would not do that, no. Because this is a USB-based thing. Other questions? Okay. And then, last thing, the computer. Okay. So that's what this setup is right here. And I know it looks terrible, but it's, I'll just go in to this port. Here it is. And you know, I could have a longer one of these and be farther away from my computer if I wanted to. Okay, so this is the setup. And so for around $100 roughly, you could have this and have the control that you were probably looking for. Okay. What I want to do, oh boy, going a little long here. Okay, let's not be concerned about Audacity today. Okay, if you have any questions about Audacity, and the reason I picked Audacity is because it's cross-platform, Windows and Mac. New version just came out this week, Audacity 2.0. You know, if you have questions about it, I have some other training materials. Send me an email. You've got my email address. You want to know more about it, just send it to me. Because I think this other part, I want you to see this in action more so than working with Audacity. Okay. Just some things, you know, it's the standard stuff with it. You know, you select before you're adjusting, various things you can do with it. Time shift tool, you use that to eliminate echoes or create echoes if you wanted to. The envelope tool is to just cause dips in the sound volume. So you, what is called ducking. Let's say you have a music track and you want to have somebody talking, you don't want it competing with the music track, so you duck the music track under the audio, the voiceover. So you can hear the voice and you hear the music in the background. Okay. And just multiple tracks. Okay, eliminating. Just blow through this real quick. Noise removal tool, the one thing you have to remember is you have to create a profile. You highlight some of the noise on your track. You point to this. It looks at it. It finds that same type of noise throughout your track. It eliminates it.
That's in built-in in Audacity?
Yes, that's in Audacity.
GarageBand have a similar feature?
Noise removal, no. Not that I'm aware of. I don't use GarageBand that much.
The iMovie noise removal tool is...
Yeah. There are better, believe me.
Good or not good?
No.
It's not that good.
It's not good.
When you talk software, there are better software programs than Audacity, GarageBand, iMovie, and such. I'm a big Adobe person, so I'm using Premiere Pro in terms of video editing. I'm using Audition for audio. Before they used to have a program called Soundboard, things like that. And that's just me. But there are other third-party programs. If you have a constant stream of noise problems, there's a program called SoundSoap and SoundSoap Pro. SoundSoap, I believe, is like around $50. It's from Bias Inc. And it's a great program because that's all it does. It looks at the profile and it eliminates it. And it gives you sliders and dials to adjust it down. If you have a problem with air conditioning hum, things like that, lights, fluorescent lights that give off a hum, you're going to need something like that. If you do a lot of it. If you don't do a lot of it, this is going to work fine. Splitting your stereo tracks. If you don't need stereo, don't save stereo. Save it as mono. Okay? And just some things to cut down file size. Changing the megahertz of your file is going to drop the size considerably. Also, the bits per second, the bit rate of the passage, and you're sacrificing things, yes. But a lot of times if it's spoken word, you're not eliminating a whole lot. Okay? You're not going to have that, if it's a big orchestra and you want all the little nuances of the flutes and everything like that, then shrinking the bit rate is going to have an effect on that. But for spoken word, no. You can drop it way down. Okay? We're going to do that in a moment. I'm going to get out of this and show you Audacity. And if everything's on, where'd I unplug?
Ah!
There we go. Okay. Yeah, it's a free download. Okay, so I'm just going to do a quick test here. I've got my mixer on. Got my levels. As you can see, my input device is my iMic. It's going to record stereo even though this is mono. And I've got my microphone. I want it up as high as possible. And hit record. And this is a test, and I'm not getting anything. That's always good. Check one, check two.
This is a kid.
Hang on. Oh, you know what the problem was? I didn't turn on the mic. Because I was saving all that battery power. Yeah. Okay, now we'll try it. check one, check two, there we go. And so we got the bouncing bars, and you see that it's only coming in on one channel. Now the reason it's coming in on one is because I turned this slider, I put it in to the left channel, and then I turned this dial to the left, so it won't get any interference with the right. Okay? I mean, but why do I need to write? I don't need write. And I could have done this. I could have said, you know, do mono input. I just wanted to show you, it gives you both. Yes?
So you're getting a cleaner signal coming in because you're just limiting the number of channels.
Yes.
Because you're just doing
the
voice.
Part of it, yes. I mean, the reason I'm getting a clear signal in is because I'm taking care of everything before it comes into the computer. Okay. That's one. And then I'm not having the computer work hard to do two channels.
So here's my question.
Yeah.
Back out.
Sure.
Okay, so my students put on their headphones. From here, does it only come from one side? If it's only coming in on one side, coming back out to them from each recorder?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Any other questions?
Do it in post.
Yeah, you don't want to screw things up that way. Also, some tips about recording. First off, when you are starting recording, if you're doing video and audio and you're separating the two, you want some kind of a marker sound when you're getting ready to go. Okay. I just happen to have one here. Maybe. The old, just like that, clapping the hands, doing something. Why? Because it makes it so much easier when you bring that audio back into the video to line them up. You've got that sound. Also, when you're doing post, if you're separating them out and you're doing post, you do not want to trim or eliminate any of your audio. You bring it back into your program with your video, then you start trimming. Otherwise, you are going to spend an enormous amount of time trying to line things up. Okay. You want to clean up sound. You want to eliminate, coughs and burps and things like that. You know, you bring the sound down, you get a hum, you want to remove that. But you don't want to change the length of that audio file. Then when you bring it back into something like iMovie or Premiere Pro, you line up the sound with the sound on the video, then you link them, and then you start chopping it up to get rid of things. Also, and this saves a lot of time, this next tip. If somebody's talking, if you're doing an interview or whatever, and someone's talking and they flub up, don't stop. Have them pause for about 3 seconds and then continue on. Otherwise, you'll endlessly be starting and stopping. Okay? And you can always eliminate that. You can cut that out.
Well, and with this, you can see where it is.
Exactly. Very easily. Very easily. Okay? So, that's that. We have drawing for two more things. And then we are out of here. I've got to show you one last thing. My big finish here. Okay. Bob's designated drawer today. 4 GB flash drive goes to Chris. Nice picture, Chris.
Thanks, man.
Is that high school? Just kidding. Okay, and the big final one. The 1 pound of See's candy. Bob again. Pick. And conference giveaway wins this. Connie Mitchell.
Woo.
Okay, one quick thing, and then I'm going to stay here afterwards if you want to play with some of the equipment, you know, and such. Just want to show you a couple of things. First off, this is what we did today, and I know I blew through the edit and eliminate part. And again, I am a resource for you. You know, a lot of times people say, give you all kinds of links for resources. I'm your resource. You know, you spent some time here with me today. I'm going to spend some time with you. If you want me to come out and teach you something, I don't know where you are. It depends. I do it. I'm in the LA County area. But I'll come and do it. If you have a group of teachers or a district or something, I'll come and do that as well. And I can do it on a variety of things. Okay. First thing I want to leave you with is this. Neglect not the gifts in you. You are here because you don't do this. You are trying to improve. And what I would ask that you do is that you not only go and improve, but pass it on to others. Pass it on to your co-workers, co-faculty, things along that line. And my other favorite saying here, it's never crowded along the extra mile. You do just a little bit better. Remember, if you're running through the jungle, two of you running through the jungle, man-eating tiger chasing you, you don't have to be the fastest human in the world. You just have to be faster than the second place person. Okay? It only takes a little bit to move you ahead of the pack. And, you know, you're doing this type of stuff, attending this conference, you're doing this in this class, you want to be better, and you're making that extra effort, and I applaud you for it. I want to thank you for spending some time with me today. I appreciate you doing it, and hopefully, you know, what's left of the conference, you go forth and have some fun. I'm going to be here for a while, so anyway, that is it. Thank you very much.
I'm using that AT, those cheap mic. They're great. Is there any...
Can I plug this in here real quick?
Sure.
I just bought one 2 days ago, and it didn't work, and I want to know, is it the phone or
thank
is it the mic?
Sorry I didn't use you.
That's okay. I just want to look at the toys.
I've got more toys
any wireless
here.
Wireless mic recommendations?
We have one of these things.
Sennheiser, Shure, $600, $800.
Well, there are cheaper ones. There's a Sennheiser that's like $200, and you get a... God, I can't remember the package. You get a wireless mic and a handheld, and then the base station. And it's a two-channel one, so you'll be doing both of them.
All right, so what am I doing wrong, dude? This is exactly what happened to mine.
Is it on?
It's on. Look, I'm getting nothing.
What program is that?
It's just voice recorder. I tried to do it with just filming a movie, too. That's the reason why I bought it, to shoot video, do interviews.
Is it on record right now? Did you push record?
It doesn't matter. It should be able to get the signal.
Recording now. Testing.
But see, it's picking it up from here, not from here.
Yeah. It's not turning that off. It should turn this off.
I know. So what am I missing? That's the main reason I came here. I was I have one of these. I was so excited to get it, and I can't get it to work on here. But what I hadn't done is tried to see if it was the battery. But
Now
it's
not that.
Not the battery.
Okay, Chris, do me a favor, because I don't have an iPhone.
Okay.
So I'll have to do some research.
All right.
Send me an email. You've got my email address.
I will.
Remind me, and I'll get you some kind of an answer.
Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No. I need to know. Or else.
Yeah. No, I appreciate that. But yeah, it's something I need to know, and I don't have an iPhone to know these things. So, you know, but definitely.
But otherwise, you usually just, if you're shooting video of kids talking and whatnot, you usually use your mixer. I didn't want to pull out my whole, I do the district podcast and all that stuff, so I have a full rig.
Yeah.
I wanted something simpler.
Yeah.
You know, so was hoping to just go right into this, but, you know.
Well, you know, what I do is I use this. This is an iPod. And what I do is I use it, I set it down on the table behind something with people sitting here talking. And record that way. You know, it depends on the environment.
Yeah, yes. I was hoping to do like an actual live interview with somebody.
Sure.
So I'm trying to do a
you know, kind of a promo set where people are talking about certain things, editing all that together. So that was my goal.
I see.
And that would have been perfect for that.
Yeah.
I just need to get it to work. I actually bought the little camera mount where I can stick this on a tripod now.
Oh, yeah.
So just boom, it looks great. And I was going to just feed that underneath their shirt. But
okay. Well, let me.
I'll email you.
Yeah, please do. And let me check that out and see.
And thank you.
What is she using right now on the iPod that's on your belt?
Oh, this is iTalk. It's from Griffin Technology. They don't make it anymore. This is an iPod Classic. Since this version, they stopped making it because the newer iPods, you know, just don't have the same bottom connector. But yeah, that's what I'm using. It's great. Really is nice. The ability to allow me to plug into it, plug in an external mic.
That's handy.
What does this plug into? Because this is how our setup is. Where does this go into?
That goes into, in this particular situation, that goes into the directly into the speaker.
No, for me, like if I'm recording and I have my wireless setup and I have, how do I take this unit that I have with my wireless? What does this thing plug into that normally is my?
Okay,
that normally
it would. This would come out and go into one of the connectors that we talked about.
Okay.
So you could go. Because this is an XLR, it could go into a quarter inch, 3.5 inch.
So I need an adapter thing. So
exactly.
Okay.
To get it into your computer into this have it, you know, and then use a 3.5 inch.
Okay.
I think, can I ask?
Yes.
You just listen to a segment of this and
tell
me what's wrong with the sound.
Okay.
Hear that?
Well, okay. First thing. Your best bet is to listen with headphones.
But you can see how far away I am. And
I understand, but even so, you can't rely on speakers on any kind of device other than, you know, like a stereo system or something like that that is going to give you good quality. You're always, I mean, you know, the speakers on this little, you know, little itty-bitty things, okay? You need headphones to really hear if it's really distorted.
All right, so I set this up. I got iMovie going. I plug in headphones. I say, hit it, kids. They start singing.
Right.
And as I'm listening to it through the speakers, I would have heard that it was crackling.
If it was, if it
and
was indeed.
What could I have done to reduce it?
With that particular mic? With the blue snowball?
Yeah. I might have used just the internal mic on this.
Okay, that would be a problem there.
So you recommend I should have used the blue ball with this, that snowball.
As long as you can get it close enough to them.
This is the one I have, it's called blue.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard because I have to be far enough back that I can get all of them, there's 25 of them, without the microphone being in the picture.
Okay, but you're recording directly into this?
Yes.
Okay, so then your microphone needs a long cable.
And they're back here. So just put a long cable and stick it right in front of them?
Yeah, on the floor.
How close to a group of 25 singing?
Well, that group, you have to look at this and this. So the spread on it, how wide the group is and how you're capturing it, as, you know, the closer you are, the more people are going to drop off on the side. So you back up until you're getting the full
sound. And then listen to it as you're singing through the headphones. Yeah. And that will be the pure sound that I would have heard.
Right. And then I would recommend.
It was happening and I should have stopped.
And I would recommend not going. Let's see. There's a piece of software on the Mac called Wiretap Pro or Wiretap Studio. It's from Ambrosia Software.
And it's from Mac? And what's it
called? Wiretap. There's Wiretap Pro and Wiretap Studio. And what it can do, it can record while you're in any application. And it allows you to adjust levels coming in. And also, it has filters and things like that to adjust the sound going out. And one of the nice things about it is it's non-destructive. You can do all these things and adjust and trim and cut and everything else, and you still have the full file available to you should you need to go back and do it again. Or
how much is that? Just a rough.
I want to say 50.
$50?
Yeah.
Okay, and it's called Wiretap.
Okay. Yeah, from Ambrosia Software.
Okay, well, very helpful.
Yeah, because that, I think that that will, oh shoot, I forgot to tell people about evaluations. Darn it. Don't forget to evaluate.
Is it evaluate. Through the
yeah.
center?
2012.q.org.
Yeah.
Click on your session and then hit evaluate.
Evaluate.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, please do. I forgot. Darn.
Yeah,
I forgot to tell
hearing
people
choral
too.
Music, you, the mic is going to play a big
component. What did you say at the beginning?
If you're recording choral music,
yeah.
you need the right appropriate mic.
Yeah.
Because if you just stick an old mic, like a talking mic, that's only going to pick up. It's only meant for just one or two people.
Yeah.
If you have it way back, it's not going to. Yeah, that's not meant for.
People. Yeah, it's it. It's not because of the distance. Again, with the group.
I do both.
Yeah.
I do close
like
up
if you've seen
interview.
Choral mics, they're usually they're super thin. They're about that long, and they usually have like three.
Shotgun, yeah.
Yeah, and they pick up a wide spread.
Or right? One, you know, even
that's
one like.
Think of it as a cone.
That's what he was saying.
Yeah.
Even one like this.
We'll
do that. I mean, that's you know that's one of the beauties of these types of mics is that you know you position two of them. High or low, and you're going to get a good capture of the sound. It's because with the Snowball, again, because of its flexibility, being able to do the three you know the three patterns,
it
you lose something,
yeah.
And you know who knows what it is in your case, whether it is that clipping that you're getting or that real tinny sound. That's happening or not, you know.
Just experiment more with the.
Yeah, I would look into Shure's. Well, this is a SM58. SM55s are good production Mac.
And I marked that site you said too to buy stuff. So
yeah, Monoprice. They don't carry too many microphones, but you know, Guitar Center is a good place to start to see what they have. Plus, I don't know where are you located.
Calabasas.
Oh, okay, so there's guitar centers out there.
Yeah,
you can
yeah.
go walk in and tell them what you want,
yeah.
and they'll show them to you, and then you go surf online to see if you can get it cheaper.
Thank you, Ivan. I really learned a lot.
Thank you for coming. Appreciate it. Bob, you have a question?
I noticed you had two ATs.
Yeah.
There's a difference between those two?
No. No, they're
one
I just...
One said one, the serial and the model number is different.
ATR 35S.
Oh, just the A's missing.
Yeah, I've got tape on it.
Oh.
See, the tape tells me left and right.
Yeah. So. Yeah, that's good. Are shotguns worth it? Do they do it? Are they really very effective?
For what?
If, like what she was talking about, if somebody's 25 feet away.
No, I mean, that's not the use of a shotgun. The use of a shotgun is for you to be able to get in close and be more directional with...
Cutting out the side.
You're pointing it right at it.
Yeah. Are these Omnis or are these?
Yeah, they are Omni. Here, let me. See here, just so this is one of the early slides.
Yeah.
Here's a shotgun.
Yeah.
But here, see, here's another.
Right,
here's
yeah.
a boom, what's called a boom mic.
Yeah.
With a windscreen on it, but it's so he's pointing it down here to capture the sound
right.
out of camera.
Not pick up.
Yeah, perfectly. And it's not going to capture this way or that way.
Right.
It's going to capture right in here. Same deal with the shotgun.
Thanks, Ivan.
Chris, I'll look forward to your email.
I just sent it to you.
Great, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, that was great.
Glad you made it. Thanks for doing the drawings. Well, as I mentioned at the beginning, that's one of the things I like to do. I'm more of a technical person.
Mm-hmm.
This is my second cue.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to give the more technical technology type of classes as opposed to, you know, theory and pedagogy and things like that.
Right.
and because there is a need for it. I spent a lot of years teaching at Tech Ed, and you know, I wanted to bring that.
Well,
since
it's nice because inexpensively they can dramatically improve the sound, and you watch this, Teacher and Sue Birdie's videos all the time, and
yeah,
the sound is so critical, and so often it's really crappy.
Yeah.
And just with a few things they learned here today, they could improve by 100%.
So exactly.
Glad you're doing it.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. Thanks for coming.
And Ivan, I also emailed you that I do a fair amount of fun with Audacity with my kindergarten students.
Oh, good. Wow, you do kindergarten. That's a tough group.
You know, I have the greatest job. I taught 8th grade for 3 years, and it was a sentence.
Oh, that, yeah, that's worse.
So,
I can imagine.